number 99 is still out there as well. Flanagan.
Big Nate Light at nose guard. If you joined us late, Bryce McKay, Mountain Home starting running back and safety. Ankle injury in the late first quarter, I believe it was, maybe early second quarter. He's been out for the game. Here's a toss sweep coming to the near side. Gross with it, and he's going to take it across the 30 to about the 32-yard line and pick up a three on first down.
Good positive gain to start the drive off. You just need to follow it up with more plays like that. Seems like we've kind of been in a start and stop all night. You know, a couple of good plays, right, a bad play, or a bad play and two good plays, but we just can't get back in front of the chains.
Second down and seven now for this Bomber offense.
Much tougher opponent than the Nettleton was as
yes.
well. I mean, much more talented athletically all the way across the board. Nettleton getting a taste of their own medicine as well tonight. They were trailing Batesville earlier.
Yes.
0-3 Batesville, but 0-3 Batesville has played Catholic and Searcy. And I think this Jonesboro squad.
Yes, that's right. Yep. Run straight ahead for Mountain Home is going to come up about a yard shy of a first down.
White Pope on the carry.
Pope has been in there for several carries here in this second half for Mountain Home at fullback.
You know, he impressed me in some junior varsity action after the Nettleton game the next Monday. We went over to Harrison for a jamboree, and he carried the ball really well. It's a little undersized. Bill, I think I said earlier, it's just a really tough kid, one of those tough seniors that, you know, a lot of kids might hang it up because, oh, I'm not playing much or anything. But he is out there every day busting his rump to make this team better.
Third and about a yard and a half. The toss comes to Gross to the near side. Hit of the backfield, spins forward, lost the ball. He was about a yard shy of the first down, and Mountain Home's recovered. But now, after the fumble, they're going to lose yards back to the 37. So it's fourth and two coming up. Goes down as a no gain officially, but he had gotten to the 38 before the ball was knocked loose. So fourth and two for the Bomber offense. Let's see what Brian Maddox calls here for this fourth down play. Now a whistle and a timeout. 9:35 left in this ball game. 32-7 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
9:35 left in the contest. The Bombers down 32-7. Don't forget, we're back home next week. Pine Bluff comes to town. Last time we looked, Zebras had a 7-0 lead on Sylvan Hills. Pine Bluff winless so far.
Yeah, Pine Bluff went through a coaching change this year. Coach Bolding
right.
went across town to Whitehall.
Yep.
So former Razorback Rod Stinson is now in that role. And some things are being run a little bit differently in that program.
Fourth and two here for the Bomber offense. Can they convert and keep this drive going? Inside handoff. It's a first down run as Bojay blows up the linebacker. He came up to try to make the hit on him, runs him over, and gets the first down out to the 44.
You know, that's a different look because that's obviously not an inside run. He starts his out cut as soon as he takes the football. So that's just another little wrinkle that you throw in as you have this offense mature week by week.
So the Bombers move the chains for the seventh time tonight. First down at their own 44-yard line. A misdirection play. Boy, Walker was hit immediately. No gain on the play for Logan Walker on first down.
no push on that play either. You know, they did a great job of stalemating the lineman, and so he just turned and tried to look for a hole that didn't exist.
Jacoby Warren is 5'7 and 260. He was the one that made the first contact that play for the Hurricane.
The number 17, though, is the one who took the brunt of the blow.
That's the safety, John Paul Pickens, that came up. Yeah.
He took a forearm shiver to the chest from Bojé.
Second down, Bojé gets it, and again, like you mentioned, immediately he runs outside with it, and he's chased down by the outside linebacker, David Milton, for a one-yard loss at the 43.
And he was walked down and actually playing a defensive end position and read that right off the bat. So that time, you know, you've lost the element of surprise.
So now third and 11 for this Mountain Home offense. I was looking at Andrew Brown out there a while ago, just now, the inside linebacker. He's still hobbling. He's the young man that Bojé ran over on that first down run. He's still feeling the effects of that. Third and 11. Here's a toss as Walker gets it from Mountainome. He's going to pick up about four on the play, and it's going to bring up fourth and long for Mountainome.
Be interesting if one of the things Coach Maddox told us about, not in the show, but a little bit later, was some extra wrinkle plays. There's a, you may not want to show that in this situation because you don't want Pine Bluff to see it on film. But there is one play that we haven't run tonight that we may not be able to run due to McKay's injury. But I wouldn't be surprised to see that come out.
Fourth down and about six and a half here for Mountain Home. The Bombers jump. Left side of the line, got a head start there. And now instead of fourth and six, it's going to be fourth and 11 as Mountain Home is backed up with the penalty.
Somebody got a little confused on the snap count. It was obvious, you know, one player popped up.
Yep.
And, well, didn't he just pop up? He engaged the defender.
He did.
Thought we were going on one when the count was at least on two or more.
So now the punt team comes on at fourth and 11.
Good news, Price is back on the field for the Bombers on the punt team. Still a little ginger on that ankle. He took a big blow there right at the end of the first half.
He did when he was carrying the football. Fourth and 11 here for Mountain Home. Two men back deep for the Hurricane. Good snap, and Pausch gets the kick away at the 33, takes a Jonesboro bounce out of bounds at about the 34-yard line.
Could have been worse, yeah. You know. I noticed that even though it's kind of the rugby kick, but he's turning it over a little bit more and getting a little more distance. But the problem is when you get that kick, when it hits, it doesn't get the hit and roll that
right. He
was so successful with last year. So I think it's a situational thing when you want to do which kick.
So first down for the Hurricane at their own 33-yard line as they get set to start this next drive. Looks like most of the starters are still out there. I'll tell you what, the high school is right next to, as you can hear, the ambulance and the siren in the background, right next to one of the fire stations here. That's been the fourth time that fire truck's gone out since we've been here tonight. They stay busy. Here's a handoff, and yeah, the Bombers trying to wrap up Charlie Long, and he finally is going to be pulled down after about a 3 or 4 yard gain.
Yeah, about three guys had a chance to stop him for about 2 yard gain, and they just weren't successful. That's one of the things that, you know, we need to continue to improve on. There's been a lot of gang tackling, but we're not seeing as much tonight as we did against Nettleton, where someone held him up and then someone else came and cleaned up the play.
Long gets a handoff coming to the near side of the 35, tries to bounce it out, now cuts it upfield, and he is going to be hit and stood up. Logan Walker, one of the first men to make the contact, is going to be close to a first down. Looks like about a half yard shy, so third down coming up.
Getting to that point in the game, Brad, where, you know, the depth is starting to show a little bit. Tatum Bashir's a little slow getting up. Looks like it's a calf cramp. He's up and trying to walk it off. But, you know, it's still pretty balmy here tonight.
It is.
We got our window open a little bit so they can hear some crowd noise, and you can feel that warm air just kind of sliding in the press box. It's a little, I don't know, almost steamy with
it
the
is,
humidity.
It is a little muggy, isn't it? They're going to bring the chains in from the sideline, and they've got a great chain crew here at Jonesboro. I wish we had a film of this for our guys back home to kind of
all three
help,
of them.
Help them out a little bit.
We got three dudes. That's it. They don't need no guy on the clip.
They don't need four, do they? I mean, we got like 10 on the sideline over there back home.
I really hope that you don't talk about me like this whenever I'm not your partner in the broadcast booth.
I'm picking up where Bob left off. He always liked to pick on the guys on the chain gang.
That or poor Matt Martin. He's always picking on Matt Martin.
Well, you know, when it's deserved.
Matt was my Babe Ruth baseball teammate.
Was he really?
He was, back in the old Kiwanis days. He's a little short on that measurement. It's interesting when you see Long carry the football. They didn't mark that a first down.
No,
did they
didn't.
Oh, okay.
No,
their eyeballs looked like they were going to pop out of your socket there. But
about a half yard short there. So third and inches here for the Hurricane. Waiting for them to get the chain set. And here we go now, third and inches for the Hurricane. Now whistle. I think the Bombers took a timeout, didn't they? They did. 5:48 to play. Jonesboro leads it 32-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Third and inches here for Jonesboro. And
I moved that football forward a while ago about, you know, half the distance that they needed.
It didn't matter to get the handoff and the conversion out to the 45-yard line, so a first down run.
It did pay the price, though, for that. Ivory and Lindsey laid a lick on him. You know, you can really tell a difference in Jonesboro's offense with Hillman at running back.
Yes.
They're moving at a different speed. He can't do the things that George or McDaniel do. Mr. Three Touchdown, what's his name?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Dontarius McDonald.
McDonald.
Here once again is Long with the carry. Long has a first down run. He's into the secondary. Big run down to the 30 of Mountain Home, a 25-yard gain.
When you give him the alley like that, though, and don't get a hand on him until he's 15 yards deep in the secondary, he can make those plays, but he just doesn't have that explosiveness. He can't take it to the house.
So Matt Martin coached you when you were in
No, he was my teammate.
Oh, okay. So
in Babe Ruth baseball.
I knew he was old. I didn't know.
He's a year older than I am. A year younger than you, Bubba.
He's a year younger than me?
Yes.
Ooh. I didn't realize that. Had a rough life, hasn't he?
I'm sorry, Matt.
First down for the Hurricane. This is, again, Light coming to the near side, ridden to the ground at about the 26-yard line.
Ivory bringing him down on the tackle again.
Second and six coming up.
You know, Ivory's really flying around the football field tonight. He's another one of those kids who just came back to football this year. And you can see him getting better week by week.
Yeah, got the start tonight at defensive end for Mountain Home. He's played well. We've called his name several times.
He's kind of one of those rush ends. You know, he's a lighter body, but brings that speed element that you really want to try to contain a team like Jonesboro.
I'll talk about Logan Walker after this play here. It's second down for the Hurricane, and the ball is going to be kept. The backup quarterback is in there now. That's Jamal Harper, and he's going to have a first down run inside the 20. I tell you, Logan Walker is gassed right now. That young man never comes off the field.
No, he's on special teams?
Yes.
I do not know if he's on the kickoff team.
I don't believe he is, but he's on kickoff return. He's on punt returns. He's on offense. He's on defense, and I was watching him there as – in between the play, he just kind of got down on one knee, just trying to catch his breath just for a little bit. He is worn out. You got quite a few of these young men playing both ways, and boy, it's tough. Mountain Home.
Bluff the blitz.
Yes.
I don't know if they got the
They did. They went too far. Yep, got the offside call.
I thought maybe he had pulled the motion.
Yeah.
Had a lineman pop up. You know, that's a fine art that a linebacker has to perfect.
Yes. So the 5-yard penalty moves the ball to the 13-yard line. First and 5. The handoff as George is still in the game. Starts right, brings it back to the left. He's going to be wrapped up. Now we got a flag coming in towards the end of the play. And I'm not sure if that's not a hold on that far side on that receiver out there blocking.
Well, looks like, might have had wrapped up Trace Rick there for a hold, too.
That's what it is, yep. It was a good job by the defense that time. And George really was held to no gain, but Bombers will take the penalty instead and move Jonesboro back to the 23-yard line with the penalty.
Actually, isn't that McDaniel 18?
It was it? I said George, didn't it? It was McDonald.
Well, he didn't get three carries or four carries for four touchdowns.
No, he didn't, did he? Yes,
he
first
did not.
Three touches were all TDs. So first down and first and about 16 here for the Hurricane with 3:10 left in the ballgame. Jonesboro leads it 32-7. Backup quarterback in and completes his pass as Harper looks to his left side. The pass is complete. Making the catch that time is Jack Cheatham.
Moses Adams came up. He's another young kid who just moved to Mountain Home this year. He wrapped him up immediately after the catch and didn't let him get any yards after the catch.
3-yard gain to about the 20, so it's second down and about 12 here for the Hurricane. Cubs have tied their game against the Cardinals. They're knotted up at 1-1 now. Ball is going to be kept by the quarterback Harper and bringing it to the left side and takes it inside the 15 to about the 13, it looks like, a pickup of 7.
Drug a couple of tacklers there with him until we could corral him and get him down to the ground. But you can really see that fatigue starting to set in. You know, kind of lost some explosiveness across the defensive and offensive lines right now.
2:04 left to play. Jonesboro up 32-7. Again, Jamal Harper, the senior, backup quarterback in the game, mishandles the snap, is picked up by the running back, kind of bounced off of Harper's hands, and Lythe, the running back, was right there, and he just grabbed it, and he's going to be thrown for a loss back at about the 18-yard line.
Vin Lee did a great job coming up from his defensive end position. Oh, we have a little extracurricular activity? Or?
We had a little jawing going on. They're going to get Logan Walker, I'm afraid, here, some jawing, and he and the wide receiver were kind of tangled up a little bit, and the receiver started to walk away, and Logan must have said something because the official just happened to be right there, and he's going to get the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. So the ball wound up back at the 18-yard line with a 5-yard loss. And it goes to the 9 with the penalty.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Fourth down here for the Hurricane. The ball is at about the 9. They've got to get to the 8. About a yard and a half here for Jonesboro. See if the Bomber defense can hold here and get the ball back. 1:25 to play. The quarterback's going to keep it up the middle. Harper has a first down run, and he is going to take it to about the 5. He picks up 4 on the play.
It's good for another Hurricane.
1:17 to play. Jonesboro, if they wanted to, could just take a knee here and run out the clock. The Bombers substituting some more, getting some.
That's Austin Lance coming back in at the defensive tackle, and number 57, Aiden Ritchie, coming in more of a goal line package. I don't think we've seen Ritchie on defense much tonight.
Jonesboro's not going to take a knee. They're going to keep running the offense, and quarterback Harper keeps it, starts right, comes back left. He's hit, stood up, and driven backwards. Good job by the defense. He's going to gain about a half yard at about the 4.5-yard line.
It's a really nice tackle, kind of a combo action between Bojay, who made the first lick, held him up, and Adams, who came in and finished him off.
Goes for about a one-yard gain, 28 seconds left. They've not started the play clock yet. They're not going to until after the – well, now they do. Yep, they already have. So down to 20 seconds left. This should be the last play of the game. Harper looking over at his running back, Light, who's behind him. 4 seconds on the play clock. They're not going to snap it in time. It's going to be a delay of game penalty with 2 seconds left to play. So that backs them up to the 9-yard line.
Now you can just take a snap and
yep.
take 2 steps back and kneel on it and run out the clock.
Well, a tough way to start conference play for Mountain Home tonight. There the clock runs out. That's the ball game. Wait a minute. The officials are going to step in here, and now they're going to say, yeah, that's it. They're going to say, I don't know why they'd try to stop it again. Jonesboro wins it 32-7, the final score. We'll begin the postgame here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers postgame show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
The Saracen Casino Resort of Pine Bluff, Jefferson County, proudly supports athletics and academics in Arkansas. That's why we're investing more than $350 million to support Arkansas families. Our students are the life and blood of any institution. That's why we are proud to support them as they prepare for life's ongoing challenges. The Quapaw Nation, founders of the Saracen Casino Resort, believes not only in spirited athletic competition, but excellence in education as well. The Saracen Casino Resort, building our community one student at a time.